Yeah, I got a burglar alarm. My buddy goes, what do you got under the bed when you hear a noise downstairs? I go, I got a bat. He's like, a bat? I go, why? What are you guys? Like, I got a loaded Glock. Pops the CK. Glock. Holy shit, man. I'd be more afraid of sleeping above a loaded gun than I would be of someone taking my shit downstairs. Right? Especially now, because my wife's at that age when she sleeps, she's hot and she's cold and she's hot. There's a lot of violent rolling over with the covers. Like, I'd be like, baby, we got artillery underneath us. Soft roll, soft roll. We're gonna pop a spring, we're gonna get shot in the ass. Holy shit, if I had a loaded gun under my bed, this is how I'd roll over every night. Oh my God, okay, 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 oh God. My other friend's got a gun, but no bullets in the whole house, right? I go, then why have a gun at all, man? You know, he's like, oh, it's just about having a weapon that intimidates. People see a gun, it changes everything, right? It changes everything. Now, as I said, I don't want any part of a gun, but if it's about having a weapon that intimidates, I'm thinking about getting one of those spiked iron balls with the chain on it. Come on, man. Can you imagine coming downstairs swinging that goddamn thing? You hear it? Bad guys will be looking through the kitchen door. Holy shit, we're robbing from William Wallace's house. I'm telling you, man. If it's just about scaring the bad guy, you know, maybe you don't even need a weapon, I'm thinking, right? Maybe you just get one of those Dracula capes with the fake plastic teeth, right? Just come downstairs. Who disturbs me? I'll fucking count them, right? I'll just be like, one, two, two burglars, I mean, they won't think you to count, but they will think you're out of your fucking mind. And isn't that the point, right? You'll have the bad guys whispering, should we still rob them? And the other one's like, well, what do you think this wacko has? Goddamn Star Wars figures? Let's get the hell out of here. Those guns, they freak me out, man. I just went to visit a buddy of mine, too. He's got a gun cabinet where he lives in his dining room. I gotta explain the story. My best friend lived across the hall from me for years. Black guy, beautiful black wife. And I have to preface that, right? Because they moved to Vermont, of all places. They were our hang couple, our best hang couple, man. And we went to visit them. We're spending a weekend at their house, and we're having breakfast one morning, right? And I'm looking at them, and I'm like, I still can't believe you guys moved here. Like, I wouldn't have expected it. And she goes, oh, we love it so much. And then she goes, Ricky even got into deer hunting. So I started laughing a little bit. My buddy's looking at me, right? He's like, I don't know why you're laughing. I mean, I'm pretty good. I get one almost every time I go out. I'm like, bro, that's because the deer doesn't know what you are. I'm laughing with excitement. You're the first black deer hunter in North America. You're like the Jackie Robinson of deer hunting. You're going to be on stamps someday. Of course you get one every time, right? Normally a deer sees a white guy, instinctually it runs away. I go, it sees you. It's like, the hell is that? You're probably not even shooting him, you're just punching him in the face.